What are we laughing about?
She started giggling as soon as he brought up the mic, and it just set me off. Hi, everyone. This is Ghostly Talk. I'm Doug.
I'm Scott L.
And I am Carmel.
We're broadcast live on Sunday nights from 7 p.m. till 9 p.m. Eastern Time. And we broadcast from the Haunted Basement Studios in Fraser, Michigan.
Yes,
beautiful
sir.
Downtown Fraser, Michigan, which is just about, 20 minutes north of Detroit? 25
yeah.
minutes north of Detroit, Michigan. So we're in a very haunted area. I don't know, I just said that. And
there's all kinds of hauntings around here.
The Haunted Basement Studios notwithstanding.
When I
yes.
walked in, I got scared.
So did Will. Will ran. He turned and ran. Yeah, it was shirts versus skins today in the Haunted Basement Studio.
And Will had to prove something. He took his off.
he had to show that I just didn't sparkle next to him. Because, I mean...
He won, though.
You are the king, Will, when it comes to that.
You are the hair master.
Dude, I was drenched in
Big
sweat
butt.
When I came here to saw it.
What'd you say?
Big butt!
Oh. You okay? You feel better?
Oh,
yeah, you told me you weren't feeling too well.
I think some hair got caught in my throat.
Oh. Look at this guy. You see, you're making up for last week because you were taking shots all last
I was giving shots. Oh, yeah. No, I'm doing it again.
Oh, you're like, yes.
What's up with that?
I don't know what your problem is.
I had a complete personality change. I must be,
Seven rips, like, in a row.
I know. I'm sorry, Will.
Relentless. Well, I think that was on both of us, though.
I was going at it, yeah.
Yeah, I think you hit us both with that little big foot.
Big feet.
I was drenched when I got here. You know that, man.
Yeah,
I was
played,
so gross.
You played in that that thing.
Record store.
The record store, yep. Yep.
That was fun. We had a ball.
Masses of screaming kids.
Actually, I gave a bunch of Ghostly Talk cards to people there, too. So if anybody's listening right now, thanks for coming out. It was really cool. We had a ball. So, cool. We'll see you around. Yeah, so
awesome.
What we had a guest today.
Yeah, we were going to have a guest.
We were going to have Mr. Bruce Piller from ESP. Unfortunately, he has fallen deathly ill. So we wish him a very well recovery. We're going to reschedule with him.
Yeah.
So basically...
Everybody send out your hopes and prayers and good energy out to Bruce.
Yeah, Bruce is a very cool guy.
For quick recovery, and then we'll have him out.
Yeah, he's a very cool guy. Hope he gets well quick. He's not feeling too well. We were actually talking about it on Thursday. I stopped by the store on Thursday, and he's never had sinus problems before. And as you guys know, I'm the king of sinus problems. So
me too.
Yeah.
So you were like going through your
therapy. I was like giving her pointer upon pointer. Like,
try this one, it don't work. And try this
one,
it don't work.
At the top as you
yeah.
blow
hot
it.
Cold compresses, and, you know, dichotomy in the works.
Massage
you
your face, work it to the nostril.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, there's just a million things you can do.
Plug your ears and cough.
Plug your ears and cough.
Well,
yeah.
Why not? Try it. Well, when you I'll get
blow
hiccups,
snot
how,
right
how
out
do
your
you,
eyeballs?
That's what Scott you want.
Yeah. Scott, how do you get rid of hiccups? When you have hiccups, a bad case of hiccups.
You know what I do? I hold my breath until my face turns blue.
Okay.
I have a very good solution. Do a shot of Irish whiskey. Gone.
I quit drinking.
Really?
Gone in a second.
I haven't had alcohol in years, but I could do that if I were...
Irish whiskey.
How about you, Will?
Yes.
Did we give you a microphone this week?
Yes, I have a microphone.
Ah. You have no volume, but you have a microphone.
I drink water upside down.
That's what I do.
You drink water upside down?
Drink water...
I would drown.
I just hold my breath.
You drink water upside down.
I usually
down
get hiccups when I'm on the freeway, so you see this guy driving in this car who's going... literally tensing up. But I'll have to hold it for at least a minute to, like, get it ready. But that always works. That always works.
Well, the way that works for me is drink upside down from a cup. You just drink upside down. It goes away no matter how bad the hiccups are.
I try to puke them up, too. Have you ever tried doing that?
No.
I'll, like, try coughing the air bubble out of my stomach. I've done that before. It's gross as hell. But
just look in the mirror and scare yourself.
Yeah, I'll do that next time, Karma.
I meant me, not you. That's how I do it sometimes. I'm like,
yeah, nice pullback. Yeah, all right, yeah. So we're basically going to go freeform today. We have a couple things we want to present just for something to talk about. But if you feel like calling in, feel free. If you have a complaint,
if you have a complaint, it's a different
here.
Phone number. Yes.
Yeah.
No,
that's Will's cell number, actually.
Yeah.
If you have a complaint, it'll be hold, please.
Please hold. But we've got, so yeah, we'll open up the phone lines, and if you want to call in at any time, you just dial 1-888-520-1969. So 1-888-520-1969.
You got it.
Call in, you'll ring directly in here. If it's ringing and ringing and ringing, it just means we haven't noticed it flashing, and we'll pick up. When you pick up, you are live, because there is no screener here in the Haunted Basement. So, well, Will thinks he's the screener, but he's not. And then
the phone rings. He's like, "Ghost Talk, how can I help you?" Real quick.
Yeah.
That's how they do it. Yeah. You don't even know who the hell
you want.
Hello? Who? And that's why. That's like I live listening to Coast. Love. I have not slept. I love listening to Coast because people. I mean, because Art don't scream. He doesn't scream.
George screams though.
George screams, but yeah. Art doesn't scream on the weekends. Yeah. And these people call in. They're like, "Hello, am I on the air?" Yes, I don't scream. He says, like, "Please turn your radio off." I've never seen somebody get so angry in my life about that.
That
please
is so turn annoying your radio when somebody has their radio on. Because they're too busy focusing on what they sound like on the radio.
Right.
And they're answering them questions, and they're
and
not
and it's
even
delayed, like, what, 30 huh? seconds or something?
Yeah, it's very annoying. But you know what's annoying? Really annoying? I missed Unexplained Mysteries today.
You did?
I'm so pissed.
Slept through.
Yes, and the bad thing about it is...
Hangover.
Slept through. You know what? It comes on, like, at 12 o'clock midnight, on, like, which would be Sunday morning, and then also comes on at 10 o'clock. So I missed it twice. I was pissed.
Oh, my gosh.
And it's the best show. They talk about ghost hauntings. They talk about psychic investigations where they help the cops and stuff, and it's a really great show, and I missed it. I'm pissed. I don't even know what it was about, so if anybody watched it, I want to know what it was about.
Email me with the show.
Yeah.
Speaking of TV shows or media itself, us three at the table here have seen, and speaking of Art Bell, too.
Oh, yeah.
We have seen the day After Tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
We actually all saw that film now.
So we'll talk about it with you if you want.
Well, Doug, I mean, we discussed this. I kind of, like, walked you through it, which I didn't need to do, but I kind of walked you through it on Friday night.
It happens when you see it first.
Well, yeah. Well, no, because me and you got into that debate.
This is a good part. Right here. Look.
Yeah, I'm like, shut up. Shut up. It's like watching a movie with my mother.
Put your cell phone down. We're going to watch the movie.
We got into a bit of a debate about the ending. And you're like, well, the ending's kind of lame. And I watched it, and I'm like, oh. The ending was beautiful.
It was just too predictable. I hate films that are too predictable.
But what are you talking about predictable?
Well, they have to Hollywoodize
everything.
I knew
they were going to get saved. I'm saying
take it easy.
Though
we don't want to spoil it.
I know. I'm being all generic about it. I knew they were going to get saved. And
but, yeah,
was
that wasn't the ending, though.
South and
I think that's the problem. That wasn't the ending of the movie, though.
What do you think, there's going to be part two?
No, the ending of the movie was...
the day after tomorrow. Coming out in theaters next fall, yeah.
No, I understand what you're saying about that. I agree. But the ending of the movie, that's not the end of the film. I'm talking about the end, the very last word of the film. That was the end to me, and that was where I was like, wow, now I get it. So the bird just flew by.
Yeah,
but he's heading south as we speak.
Yeah, but no, Doug. I mean, I kind of warned you about that. What did you think?
Oh, I thought it all fit together. I do not own a copy of what's Art Bell's book. Art and Whitley's book. It's, the Coming Global Superstorm.
Mm-hmm.
I don't own a copy of it.
I thought you were going to say it was Day Before Yesterday.
The Day Before Yesterday. The Day Before, the Day After, the Day...
The fifth Tuesday and the seventh week of the Coming of
Hell,
the
Hell, about a month ago.
No, it's called The Coming Global Superstorm. And that's the book I think it was based on. And it, of course... I'm sure the book is wildly different than the movie, as always, with the exception of Harry Potter films. Harry Potter films seem to always follow the book almost to the letter. Well, you know, they have to edit stuff out because you only have so many hours you can sit in the theater. And these books, Harry Potter books, are so huge. But the Harry Potter tends to follow the book. That's the only series that I've ever seen in my entire life that follows the book. So I'm sure the Coming Global Superstorm is definitely going to be different than the movie The Day After Tomorrow. So I actually want to go out and purchase the book, which is odd for me.
The special effects in that movie Day After Tomorrow was pretty cool.
They were done tastefully.
Run, it's coming.
They were done tastefully. I mean,
they weren't overdone and weren't underdone.
I mean, like I said,
they were done perfectly.
Like I said on Friday night, you see some guy in a movie, he gets hit with a laser. Oh, the phone's ringing.
Well, that's great.
Ghostly Talk, how can I help you?
Hey.
Hey. Hello. Hello.
Oh, good. We got a complaint.
We have a complaint.
Yeah.
Cool. All right.
Speak your piece.
What's your complaint?
It's Dr. Jimmy.
Oh, hey,
well, hey, what you doing?
Well, I got the complaint I have is I had to work and everybody else was off today.
Oh,
hey,
man,
I had to work, too.
Scott.
I worked, too. I worked 10 hours today.
Scott worked.
Scott always works.
Yeah.
You know, every time I talk to him online, he's always at work.
Yeah, pretty much. That's the story of my life these days.
I couldn't tell who you were at first because you hid your accent very well. You did.
Yes, you are, of course, Dr. Jimmy Lurie from... you have your own show on Pioneer Radio, right?
Yeah, I got that own show.
Awesome.
ASPR, right?
ASPR, APSR.
I always mix it up.
No, it's ASPR.
ASPR.
Yeah,
okay.
APSR.
Yeah, that's what it is.
APSR.
Alabama.
Maybe that's why I heard
Alabama
Pioneer.
Paranormal Research Society.
Yes.
APSR. Right, Dr. Lowry?
Say what?
APSR.
Yeah, APSR.
Thank you.
I had to actually go to Edward Kraft's website to get to your site. For some reason, I couldn't find it on Ghostly Talk anymore.
It's on Ghostly Talk.
We have it on the home. It's in the news.
It's in the news?
I got to get to a quiet room. Okay. You know, every time I call y'all, I'm in a... Everything's loud. It's old. And deaf.
Did you happen to have time to go see the coming global superstar? Did you happen to go see the movie The Day After Tomorrow?
No, Roger, the guy that works for me at my computer shop,
yeah,
he just got back from seeing it.
How do you like it?
He said it was good.
It's a very good film.
Awesome.
I mean, I hate to pimp Art Bell so much, but it's a very good film. I mean, I really enjoyed it. You know, we were talking about that as far as just the special effects alone. They were done. I think they were done from a scientific viewpoint. That's the one thing is Whitley Strieber is a climatologist. So the way he did write the book, and he had a lot of say so in the film, is that when they were going to do these CGIs and all this computer animation, they didn't want that. I mean, this is Mother Earth. She's like I told you, Doug, on Friday, Mother Earth's the star of the film in this flick. If you look at it from that viewpoint, you'll understand what's going on.
It was actually kind of funny because isn't that the guy, the leading man character?
Mm-hmm.
He
I
was
his name.
I don't remember either, but wasn't he in like that Storm Chaser movie with Helen Hunt or something?
I don't know.
Are you sure?
You talking about the one about the tornado where they were chasing the tornadoes?
Yeah, wasn't he in that one?
Bill Paxton.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, Bill.
And that's not who was in this movie.
No.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
It wasn't Jeff Bridges.
You know what? It's right on the
It was Dennis Quaid, wasn't it? I haven't seen it yet, but it was Dennis Quaid.
Yeah, it was Dennis Quaid. Yeah, you're right.
No, it was Randy Quaid.
Randy Quaid.
That's what Roger said.
Randy Quaid?
No.
I thought it was Dennis Quaid.
Was it Dennis? Roger might know.
What the hell?
He gets these stars.
I hadn't seen it, so I don't know. I know they were talking about it. They were telling me. When they called me after they got out of the movie, they were telling me how good it was.
Yeah, it's a very good
Randy
film.
Randy or Dennis one. It's one of those Quaid brothers.
It was somebody
it's
anyway.
It's one of the Quaids.
I don't know. It just reminded me of that movie with the tornado where they were
Dennis
running around.
Quaid.
I really can't follow. I don't really follow actors anymore.
It's,
I just watch movies.
Dennis Quaid, Jake, however you say his last name, Emmy Rossum, Cela Ward.
Okay, it was Dennis Quaid.
Yeah, it was Dennis Quaid.
Yeah, and then who played his son was Spider-Man.
Yeah, that kid.
That was... So it was a little difficult for me because the actors that they picked to play in the movie were from other, you know, very, very famous movies. So I just kept seeing Spider-Man the entire time wandering through the streets of New York. And
you just
only,
really climb up on top of a building and just block all the water and everything.
Yeah, and just stop all the horror from happening.
Yeah,
that's
what should have happened.
Yeah. They
I couldn't
that.
Help think about that one movie that Dennis Quaid was in when he could transmit with the radio to his son in the past. Wasn't that Dennis Quaid?
Oh, Frequency?
Frequency.
Oh, I love that movie.
That was a good movie.
Oh, I love that movie. That was awesome. It's called Frequency.
You have everything on DVD. Will has like every movie on. Every time I'm like, oh, I never saw it. Like, oh, I have it on DVD.
I've never seen Will enter a store, but he has absolutely everything.
Yeah.
So I don't get it.
There are other people's.
I collect all these other people's DVDs. Well,
probably orders it off the internet, and that's why I never seen them in the store.
Well, you could easily order things off the internet. Scott was just before the show. He was extolling the virtues of ordering things off the internet.
Well, clothes, at least.
Yeah.
You gotta know what the quality.
Your new line of T-shirts.
Yeah, the Scott Lambert collection. Yeah.
You can find concert shirts that have been off the face of the earth forever online.
Yeah, they have distributors out there. That's what I'm wearing right now, actually. they haven't made this shirt in like 15 years.
So. Especially the Poison one with the tongue hanging out.
Yeah, that's the next one I'm going to buy. I was really thinking about...
Are you serious?
No, I'm totally jiving you. I hate Poison.
They're coming in concert with CCR. Did you know that?
CCR and Poison.
Oh, my God.
I'm pretty sure they're going to be at the...
I bet you there's going to be a fight at that show.
About who sucks worse? No.
No, I bet you there's going to be a fight at that show. There's going to be two guys that are going to look at each other and they're going to start fighting. It's like a mating ritual.
I like CCR, though, so.
CCR is cool.
Has this gotten way off topic?
Yeah, pretty much.
What was our topic?
We're talking about ghost fish shirts.
Yeah, we're talking about ghost hunting.
Well,
hey.
That's
like me now. Y'all getting off on tangents, you know.
Well, our guest got sick.
Yeah, our guest got called in and said, I'm not coming. So that was it. Yeah, so...
They got real sick.
We just opened up the lines, decided to talk about anything that we've been doing, seeing.
Well, as far with regards to the day After Tomorrow, check it out. I think it's a film people should see, because it's a movie with a message, too. It really does have a message behind it. And I wish people would think a little bit more about it.
Well, there's also...
I don't want to preach, but...
Other than that movie just absolutely raking it in at the box office, okay, there is another thing that the news is talking about. Immensely important. This is, I'm talking national security, everything, okay?
Okay.
Mary-Kate and Ashley turned 18 today.
Hot. They did turn 18 today?
Today. Today is their 18th birthday.
Okay, I'm going to California.
Yeah?
Yeah, and their boobs turned one.
So they are now 18.
You should go see them, Carmo. Go, hey, now this is what it's all about right here, okay? These are factory originals.
I have to say they each are now $150 million richer, and they are now co-CEOs or something. I don't know. I'm making that up, but so they're now in charge of their
empire,
marketing and media and product empire.
Those two girls are in charge of a marketing
$1 billion company.
They couldn't run a fry stand. How are they going to do that?
The same way that Paris Hilton got a career, I guess.
Well, you know.
Somehow she now has a career running around and scaring people in small towns.
From alien porn.
So, yeah.
It was basically, she looked like an
alien.
Alien
porn.
I saw it.
Yeah,
I saw the video.
I
looked like an alien.
Too.
It was gross. Ugh. Too much.
You start with alien porn and you get into, and suddenly you're a star on...
They'll be spreading for Playboy.
Hey, whoa.
Whoa.
Lowry, did you get that?
No.
Okay.
Good.
You're better off.
Why, I missed that one.
I said that they're going to be spreading for Playboy soon.
Oh, really?
Probably. Everybody
someday
knows.
They will. You know, it's going to happen. Hugh Hefner gets them all. Hugh Hefner will get you one way or the other. He's got the capital to do it. He can buy anybody. So you got to respect them.
I'm picturing them new teeter tottering.
I mean, anything will be hot. I don't care.
Hefner's gonna call you and say, "Look, you got great ideas, girl. I need you on my side."
I know.
That's what happened to Karma. Well, she's in Cali. She's at the Bunny Ranch right now, just chilling by the pool.
Did y'all listen to the show, or did you listen to our show Friday?
I was at work as well.
I apologize, I think I listened to it.
Was that the? No, wait. I think I slept all day Friday.
What was it? Well, who was on?
When I had the CEO and founder of this new network that's trying to get started, the Paranormal Television Network.
No way! You had Jose Escamilla on your show?
Yes, sir.
Jose Escamilla was on your show on Friday.
Uh-huh.
Holy. That's amazing.
I'm going to have to listen to that archive.
And get this. This one reason I wanted to call y'all, because I didn't figure you had heard.
Had heard.
I'm calling to promote the Borderlands Network.
I've been doing that on the Ghostly Talk site. They probably got...
We want folks to do something. Jose wanted me to get the word out.
They probably got... literally thousands of hits from the Ghostly Talk website over onto Borderlands.net because I had posted up several articles on GhostlyTalk.com about Borderlands Network.
Okay,
and
what we need people to do and your listeners to do is they need to go vote. they need to go and go to the subscribers area on the Borderlands Network. The purpose of this is, according to Jose, is, you know, television and entertainment, it's a total different animal, separate from the music business. That he can get the channel, that's not a problem, but to get them to get this where we can have this network, they want to see, and the shareholders,
shareholders,
they want to see that people want this on air.
Hmm.
So he's got a subscribers area link on his website.
Well, if the shareholders
vote for either cable, dish, etc., you're basically sending an email. When you click on one of those links, you're sending an email. Don't cost nothing to do. It takes about 2 seconds.
Okay.
And what he does is compiling the stats, getting all these emails, and he's taking it to these different networks, to these different television companies, to the cable companies, to Dish Network, you know, what's the other one, DirectWay?
Right, well, DirecTV, yep.
Mm-hmm.
And this helps promote the show. It helps them know that, hey, you know, yes, people want it, and then it pulls in people that want to advertise with them, which keeps the company going. I mean, that's how MTV got started. So,
well,
spread the word.
Well, what we can do is, because ghostlytalk.com is a fairly successful website, and if somebody out there for some reason hasn't heard of it, type in ghostlytalk.com into your web browser and go to our website. it's a successful website, and it's actually been mixed in with several other websites. Like, our news gets shared among several
RSS
other
feeds.
Websites through the RSS feeds, exactly. And so what I can do is I'll post up another news article announcing that, and that'll actually go to several different websites.
That's cool.
And it happens within, well, whenever they pull the RSS feed, which is within an hour usually, and from 1 to 4 hours, and it'll be on several different websites immediately, just like that, within a few hours. So I can post up an article, and that'll help spread the word a little bit.
That'd be great.
Cool.
I got one more bit of news.
Yeah?
Guess who's going to have a TV show on the Borderlands?
Come on, you're killing me.
You?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really?
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Awesome.
That's very cool.
ATSR is going to have we're not sure how we're going to do it, if it's going to be one night a week, or if it's going to be 6 9 weeks, you know how I am, so.
I have confirmed I'm psychic.
Good job. Good job.
There you go.
Well, congratulations. It sounds awesome.
Thank you. I think it's going to be great.
It sounds great.
I'll help you get the word out. We'll still be here in the Haunted Basement Studios pulling for you guys.
Well, what I'm hoping we're going to be able to do, you know, I can't forget my friends, you know, and those who helped us get started, is we'll be able to have the funding to be able to go do investigations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Our show is going to be just like it is now. I'm going to keep pumping it through the Internet. That's not going to stop. That's going to be one of the agreements. You know, they're going to have to let me keep doing that.
Mm-hmm.
But people will be able to see it on TV as well.
Oh, that's awesome.
Do is actually go and do live feeds, like when if you guys go do an investigation.
Because they'll take, like, a satellite truck or something.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
We're not obvious enough already.
Yeah. I don't think you've ever seen us investigate.
That might look a little more official. You see that truck over there, the dish on top of it? That's ours.
Just
we have a
ours.
Live feed going to Alabama right now, okay? And we're documenting this. So just get the hell out of here, officer, all right?
No.
Now what I really say is, I'm really sorry, sir.
Oh, we'll go somewhere else.
I can picture driving, and we're getting ready to go on over an underpass.
Like this.
Oh, lower it. We're not going to clear.
Lower the dish.
Well, the joke has been that I'm going to be the, we're kind of basing our show, it's going to be the Howard Stern of Ghost Talk Radio.
Paranormal radio. Well, that's really interesting.
I'm just saying it, you know.
Dr. Lowry, that's really interesting because I've heard your show. I've heard APSR. And it's new, and you're doing awesome, awesome work, and you're getting fantastic guests. It's absolutely incredible stuff. But it's not quite Howard Sternish.
Well, I agree with that.
Okay.
I'm just saying the setting. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Like the
I'm not saying that I'm Howard Stern. Don't get me wrong.
No. The thing is you can be. You'd have to change though, and I would rather see you not change all that much.
I would rather stick
to your roots and do the hard work. You know, I mean, this is not easy to do an internet radio show,
it's
going to be even harder to do a TV show along with it. So, but
that's why we're down here. That's why we don't like being seen.
The way but the way to do it, the way that people will appreciate, I think, Dr. Lowry, is if you stick to your roots and you keep be yourself. Be yourself.
Most definitely.
I mean, have the fun. Yes, have the fun.
Understood what I said.
But definitely be yourself, and you know you can relax, you know, relax more and stuff and really get into the groove. But
take it from two guys who know.
I would rather not see it become a Howard Stern kind of thing. But yes, I see what you mean by introducing the fun. Introduce fun into it, and have fun with it.
That's going to be the stage for the show.
Okay.
It's going to be radio.
Excellent.
I'm not going to do a Howard. It's not going to be anything like Howard Stern.
I see what you're saying. It's going to be more like the set is going to be like with your mic and
you're
your
juggles and juggets there and pitchers of beer. I'm there, dude.
That's different than even
going to Alabama.
I think the Pepsi company would sponsor Ghostly Talk to do this stuff.
Oh yeah.
All they'd have to do is come down here. Now I did clear away about 7 dozen.
Tons.
Diet Pepsi 2-liter bottles because we were supposed to have a guest.
You had a recycling machine in the front yard.
We were supposed to have a guest, so I had
those
to clear
out.
Those
are our weapons. We can grab those and just bonk
throw those
at
the kids that run through the yard.
But I think Pepsi, if they just took a look at the Haunted Basement Studio, they would be like, dang, we got to sponsor these guys. Because we're definitely Diet Pepsi people.
And Marlboro. Philip Morris.
I'd be worried that one of those investigations would turn into like a show like Cops or something.
Yeah,
like
just bad. Bad people. Bad you know who the hell I am? Get those cops off me!
What you gonna do?
I'm gonna take my shirt off for you.
Ah! Yeah!
And it goes back to what I say. Sometimes you gotta go down.
No.
Well, we wanted you to be the shirtless one.
Speaking
tonight,
of going down, hi,
Scott
Bonnie. If you're in the chat room, no. Joking. Bonnie does not
Speaking
go down.
Of, oh, man.
Well, Dr. L.
See, we're trying to be the penthouse of the paranormal community.
Well, Dr. L, congratulations. It's great news. We'll put a thing up on our website about,
sure, yeah,
about Borderlands.
You know, and kind of promote it because people that vote for this network, it'll get out there. And I'm not just doing that just because we're going to have a spot on it, of course.
Well, I had done two previous emails, two previous news posts about Borderlands. I'll do a third and see that folks know that it's time to go vote for it and show how they want it delivered to them into their homes.
It'd be good to see something like that happen.
So I think that's awesome.
That's going to be excellent. I mean, and you know, go listen to the show and hear what Jose had to say about it. He's a trip, dude.
Cool.
He is funny.
Cool. Yeah. Well, I had exchanged.
I get him on the show.
I had exchanged emails with him back and forth a couple times, but that was that was before they even did their first internet broadcast.
Yeah.
So, and then I just thought, you know, he must be busy.
He's busy,
you know.
Yeah.
Well, he
yeah.
does. He gets. He's. Wade put it to me. He's getting 100 spam emails a day.
Well, yeah.
Sounds like mine.
Oh, sounds like my email box. Yeah. So.
It's hard for him. He doesn't get to his email. I don't think. It's kind of like he does.
Yeah, I don't do email for
email
weeks,
back,
and then I do it all at once, and then
that's
I don't
people
do
like
again.
Scratching at the woodwork going, we're going to kill Doug.
Have you heard from Doug?
Oh, yeah, I love it. It's great. They come right to me. Hey, is Doug mad at me?
I read every single, just so you know, I read every single email. I read every single diary, or what, the journal entry.
I do, too.
I read everything, right?
I do.
Don't write back.
But it doesn't mean that I launch my, I'm not like Vance West of Trinity Science.
He's like the king
of fire off an email right away because I always want to make it absolutely absolutely perfect because I'm a bit of a perfectionist like that. And then I know, well, I don't have time right now, so I'll get to it, you know, tonight at 3 a.m. or whatever. And then it just never happens when I do that. So until
hey, Simon, I've been emailing you trying to get you on the show.
Oh, well, I'll dash you off an email and I'll say yes.
Yeah, we'll try to shoot for sometime next year, okay?
I say yes to that. I think that's a great idea.
Okay, obviously good. I have to pay for my massages now.
Oh, did you offend Bonnie?
Yeah.
Nice work.
So,
Yeah. That sounds really great. Thanks for the information.
Yeah,
I'm gonna get that up for you.
I'll get that up and promote Jose's network because it's important, I think. And I've mentioned it before on Ghostly Talk. It's important that Borderlands happens because, especially right now, I think that like Discovery Channel, the Learning Channel, Sci-Fi Channel, all these various different channels are doing Discovery. Did I say that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you did.
Anyway, they've been doing these. Fantastic! Oh, even Travel Channel, especially during October, they do these fantastic things that are about paranormal stuff. The content is out there, you know. The beginnings
of just needs to be centralized.
It needs a home. Mm-hmm. It needs a home, and Borderlands would be ideal for it.
Things out, you know. They can't put everything that's out there that they got people just have control over. You know, I mean, it's just the way they go about it, and that's the way that Jose brings it out. And he's like, this is going to give you the information.
Well, that's what we need.
Excellent.
That's what we need. It's
and it is needed.
The problem with some people is that it just, you know, you have to dig for this. And doing what we do, we have to dig for the information sometimes. And a lot of people, I mean, it's not anything against them. It's just they have other things to do. They're interested in this topic, but, you know, it's not something they're going to really go after. Or they'll just listen to Ghostly Talk.
See, the thing is, yeah, a lot of people listen to Ghostly Talk. A lot of people follow Heidi Hollis's advice column.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people, but the people who do the work, like Dr. Lowry is in there every day doing his show, his APSR show.
Mm-hmm.
He does that, 6 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
Ghostly Talk, of course, is one night a week, and we're down here in the haunted basement doing it. Heidi Hollis is doing her column every single, is it a monthly or a weekly column?
It's monthly.
Monthly column. She does her column. All these, the books, Mark Kimmel, oh my gosh, he wrote that phenomenal book, Trillium. He's following it up with another one. And, I mean, people are out there doing the work. It needs a place to gravitate toward and be put up in front so everybody can see it at any time. That's what Borderlands is, and I applaud Jose Escamilla for his efforts. I think that's awesome. So we'll put a link up. We'll put a story up. We have to go to break, though.
Yeah.
So,
okay, guys. Thanks for letting me call in.
No, thanks, Dr. Al.
Our pleasure. Thank you.
Talking to you.
Have a good one.
Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah, let's take a break.
Yep. Time to go to break.
This is hurting. This is just hurting.
And then we'll talk about more ghost stuff, I hope.
And who's coming in?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
so,
you brought up a name.
Yeah, we'll talk about that.
Huh?
Have a good one. We'll be right back.
Ghostly Talk, sticking our nose in the world's business.
What happened to your journalistic responsibility?
What do you mean journalistic responsibility? I talk about aliens for crying out loud.
Yeah? And what do you think aliens are?
Why talking about this kind of stuff?
Aliens'
responsibility is usually holding the truth back. I'm trying to bring it back out to people and let them see these things.
There you go.
I think we got one vote on your side, Clyde.
What are you talking about?
Well, you do. A lot of people are on my side, I think.
Well, that's good. That's good.
Just when you thought it was safe to get drunk, then say hi to your friends.
DrunkenDialing.com.
Just when you thought it was safe, make that late night booty call.
DrunkenDialing.com.
Own.
There's a kangaroo kickboxing in my
body. Own. www.drunkendialing.com.
Good night. Say good night. Say good night, Tommy.
Now everybody, have you heard? If you're in the game,
Right. Another one where we just come back laughing. Yeah.
Actually, I was yelling or doing something. I was
trying
ranting.
To pour a Diet Pepsi brought to you by.
Oh, God, don't pimp Pepsi. Do not pimp Pepsi. Come on.
I know.
Okay,
they've...
if you're going to do that, we might as well throw out a Clear Channel.
They've got. Oh, gross.
Yeah, throw a Clear Channel.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Just pimp all
did
these
you,
people.
Did you hear what happened to Clear Channel?
No.
They went and they settled with. It was like the biggest settlement or something. With the FCC, they had to pay the FCC like, I don't know, $1.5 million or something for all the F words that they said on the show.
Is that from the Howard Stern?
Mostly from Howard Stern, but there were other ones. What it does is it forgives. They paid $1.5 million or something like that. That's nothing to Clear Channel. And they paid it to the FCC. To forgive all the past indiscretions on any of their every single one of their stations.
So they have a clean slate.
They have a clean slate again. Yes.
See what money will get you.
Yeah, see how long that lasts.
Money will get you that. Yeah.
You're talking about Stern.
Well, just the, I think everybody listening must already know what I think of.
Well, if you listen to the anniversary show.
Yeah, if you suffer through the anniversary show because the sound quality is so bad, but you know.
Oh, it was brutal. That was a hard, hard night, man.
But it needed it. Yeah, I think I made my views.
That's the night that made me quit drinking. You know that? That is the night that made me quit drinking.
By the way, Doug, I have to send that document to somebody.
Why? I wouldn't.
Well, it has a picture of me on it, so the page I, you know.
Yep, okay.
See you with the big old middle.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
Nice. I was going wacko that night.
Well, you were just hopped up on the DP, man.
I had
going
DP
nuts.
In my veins.
Yeah, you were just. We actually had the IV set up next to his chair that night at the 2-year anniversary party.
And the caffeine crossed the blood-brain barrier, and that was it for me. I was just absolutely hopped up.
We had to scrape him off the ceiling with a fly swatter at the end of the night.
But I made my point pretty clear, I think.
Yeah.
That
they can't control us.
That they can't control us. They can't control Ghostly Talk, they can't control APSR, they can't control W Paranormal.
No.
They can't control us yet. And while we're still here, while we're still broadcasting in this manner, this is where it's at.
Mm-hmm.
Before you had said that, I was wondering about how long would it be before they actually get their hands on internet. Right?
Probably not that long.
When I die, because I'm not going to put up with it.
Well,
probably. I don't know. I think that they're gonna really go after it.
They're going to push.
Happened was we started Ghostly Talk over 2 years ago,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
There was no others. There were no APSRs. There were no W Paranormals. There was no Ghost Tracker Radio. There was no Ghost Talk Radio. There was no. There wasn't even Bufo Radio. There was none of this stuff.
None of it.
Okay? Because I know, because I looked. And you know what I found? I found one called The Basement Radio Show.
Mm-hmm.
I found one about were people, were meaning W-E-R-E.
Mm-hmm.
These are folks who identify with a specific animal. They don't necessarily turn into the animal. They don't...
Oh, I thought you meant like were people.
No,
like,
were...
Like a sexual engagement.
No,
thing.
Like werewolves or whatever. But no, they don't... They don't do... It's not a...
W-A-R-E.
Yeah, but it's not a sexual connotation thing.
Like,
it's,
yeah, I wore Scott last night.
Yeah.
But no, they
that was for you,
they identify with a specific animal. Some people identify with owls, some people identify with wolves, some people identify with cats. So they
those freaky furry people on the net too, they make me sick.
Well, it's not them.
These
but
people like dress up as animals and stuff, and they like get it on.
Well, they do that, but this is different. This is a completely different thing. And there was a show, they did like five or six of those shows, and I thought it was very good.
Yeah.
Basement Radio Show, the Where People Show, I don't remember what it was called, but that was good. There was a lot of good stuff out there, or a couple of good things out there. There was nothing specifically paranormal.
Mm-hmm.
I started Ghostly Talk with Scott L. over 2 years ago, and since then, of course, it's been discussed. Hey, why don't we get on real radio? Why don't we get on airwave radio and blah, blah, blah? And we went around and talked to stations and everything. It's not for us. Every single time something, you know, is presented to you.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, you know, hey, you know, why don't we do this? Let's undertake this project or whatever. And you think, how incredibly limiting is that? Here we're sitting in the basement studio, Haunted Basement Studios in Fraser, Michigan. We're broadcasting to literally... probably, you know, dozens or whatever people live,
yeah.
But literally thousands of people over the course of the week will download this archive and hear me.
To this show.
And I have to say to every single one of you, thank you so much. I do read your emails. If you send it to ghostlytalk@ghostlytalk.com, though, Scott will respond. That's the difference. But
so we finally formalized this process.
There
so
you
I'm
go.
The guy that's supposed to respond. Okay,
I respond occasionally, but
CC in or nothing. We just, boom. There you go.
But I appreciate every single thing that everybody says. I appreciate the compliments. I appreciate the complaints.
I'm blown away. I am personally, and I don't know. I may have talked about it at the anniversary party, but I was wasted. I'm blown away.
I'm
completely blown
phenomenal.
Away. Completely blown away by the responses, and believe me, there's plenty of them.
And this is
wow.
But what the point is? This is where it's at.
Mm-hmm.
And I've talked for great lengths with the guy who runs New York
Radio New York International.
Radio New York International. I've talked to him at great length about it. It's under. This is more underground than Clear Channel and your local radio that you can listen to in the car and that kind of thing. This is much more underground right now. It's not going to be forever.
No.
But it's possible for all of us to sit here and do this. It's possible to have APSR. It's possible to have W Paranormal and Ghostly Talk and Ghost Tracker Radio if they should come back on the air. It's possible to have all this because of the internet.
And
it's world friggin' wide.
Yeah, and it's important to get the information out now because, like you just said a second ago, someday they will put the hand down.
Yeah.
They will put the hand down. It will happen. I mean,
they'll do it.
You cannot avoid it. And that's why it's so important to get this information that we've been getting out for the last 2 years. And that's why every week, well, maybe except for this week, because but I mean, we are very, that's the number one goal of the show originally was to get this information out, to give people, like you said 2.5 years ago, to give a voice to all these websites out there, to give a voice to all these books that are out there too. It's a different medium, and
it's
that's why we're still kicking ourselves going, okay, wow, yeah, how do we do this? But hey, you know, we did it. It's great.
Yeah, we're still learning.
Yeah, but we're still learning.
I was combing the internet, and I read an article about how the internet radio is getting a lot of scrutiny. Did you guys read that?
Well, I know that people from .mil places visit Ghostly Talk, but I don't think that's the scrutiny you're talking about.
Yeah.
I wish I could remember half of it, because I'll go through the internet, just typing up all a bunch of stuff and pull up articles, and
there's
a big thing about how popular internet radio is becoming, and it's being under scrutiny by, like, the FM, AM stations and whatnot.
What's also happening is...
of course it's going to be under scrutiny by the FM and AM bands, because we're taking away their business.
Not really.
Well,
no.
Not really, because we don't have commercials.
What?
I mean, we have breaks.
But
we call them breaks.
Do you listen to radio for commercials?
No.
No, you listen to the radio
sometimes
for content.
Sometimes I do.
I'm sorry about that,
Sometimes I do.
Listen to the radio for content. I listen to the radio for content, and I don't hear any content anymore on radio, even my favorite shows. That's why I really don't listen to them anymore. They come for content. I mean, I understand your point. I really do. But this is pure content right here. All these shows are pure content. Yeah, we don't have commercials. We advertise for our friends for free.
Mm-hmm.
We help each other out. God forbid that happens. And we don't exchange money. God forbid if that happens either.
I listen to radio for content, but there are some commercials that you do enjoy. Some that are funny, and the production that took behind it, and what they did to do it, and the development of it, the idea behind it, the cleverness,
that's,
the humor.
That's fine.
I think in the past 4 years, I've heard one commercial. Well, two, because it was a series of two commercials
that were
that good.
Canadian commercials.
Canadian.
Rock.
They were Canadian. They were on AM 800 CKLW, yes.
They do not hold back. Some of them
don't.
Freaking hilarious.
And it was for their vacation in Barbados contest. It was hilarious. It was awesome. It was very well done. It was a series of two commercials, and they had these, like, pirate-sounding people. And it was phenomenal. I mean, you would think, okay, what a horrible concept. But they went into the studio, and they did that commercial, and they had fun with it. They got their message across. It was well-written, well-performed. And I thoroughly enjoyed both of those commercials, even though it was a, you know, one two-part commercial. But it was awesome. But other than that, it's all the same stuff. Ford, you know. Buy this, buy that.
Cram it down my throat.
Mm-hmm.
You do not get that here. You get drunken dialing commercials. Get my
I
own
have
stuff.
A kangaroo kickboxing.
Yeah. Beep. But no.
Speaking of which, if you haven't been to drunkendialing.com, you're really missing out.
Yeah.
Yes.
There's an 800 number on there now.
There's an 800 toll free number.
I haven't been drunk enough to call it yet.
So I want everybody to program that into their cell phones.
Yeah,
because you never know, one night at 2:30, you're going to, like, pound that mailbox. It's going to be like, oh, my God.
We're just waiting for the title.
You know what I'm
going to
do? I just have a great idea. Next time a guy asks me for my phone number, I am going to give him
the drunken dialing
number.
Okay, ladies, take Karma's lead.
Everybody do that, okay? Next time this guy asks you, oh, I'd like to go out, you got to get your phone number. Don't give them the fake digits or your girlfriend's number. Give them drunken dialing number. And what is the number, Scott?
Oh, crap. Why do you put me on the spot? 1-888-828-1728. Yeah.
That would be hilarious. 1728.
Yeah, exactly. Because it's a pattern.
It's a pattern.
If you try and dial it, if you dial it like 888-828-1728, it's a pattern on your phone keyboard.
Up
thing.
And down,
yeah.
Up and down.
Yeah.
But you raised an interesting point though concerning the FM and AM bands. Now you're saying that the internet radio stations or shows or whatnot are under scrutiny by these people or these operators.
I'll find the article and I'll email it to you.
I mean, I would like to know what their basis is. I mean, what's the problem? What's so wrong? Oh, are we chipping away at your ego a little bit? Oh, I'm really sorry about that. I mean, we're leveling the playing field out a little bit here.
They can't say the F word.
Well, yeah, they can't, and we can.
Yeah.
However, we won't.
But that isn't, you know, that doesn't make internet radio.
Well, we can if we want.
We can if we want.
We have that luxury.
So we don't have to worry about it, yeah.
And that's just, I mean, I would just like to know what the scrutiny is.
I want more volume. There. Oh, powerful.
Squish us all. Great.
Because we don't have to do frequency checks. We don't have to do.
There's no station identifications. There's nothing like that.
Yeah.
There's no rules.
Oh, we can do a station identification if we want.
Okay.
Listen to this.
You're listening to Pioneer Radio. You're listening to Pioneer Radio.
And we're back. There's your station identification. Now we're under the radar of scrutiny.
Wait a minute. Was that 6 minutes before the hour or after the hour?
What time is it? Actually,
seven.
Seven. Okay, well, I'm fired.
You were supposed to wait a minute. But then you would be interrupting normal.
Am I up for review then? Am I going to have to go to the next board meeting and like just get ripped down by like
that's
7
okay.
guys in suits?
That's okay. Corporate will just pay $1.5 million to the FCC and it'll all be
yeah,
prepared.
We want that check, Jeff, right away.
We want that check sent to the FCC, Washington, D.C., 40001.
The next time you guys check out like FM radio or AM radio, listen like 6 minutes before the hour, 6 minutes after, you'll always hear a station identification. It's not just a station, but it's their location, their call letters, everything. It's kind of crazy.
We need to come up with something like that. I always say this is Ghostly Talk, you know, 7 p.m. till 9 p.m. Eastern Time, broadcasting from the Hunter Basin Studios in Fraser, Michigan, blah, 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 blah. And sometimes I...
And you say that when you're coming from breaks and you're going out of breaks.
Well, not always.
Not
no.
always out of breaks, but coming back you do, and that's
sometimes.
That's standard for FM.
I shouldn't do that, though. I'll do it a different way.
You're selling out to the man.
I'm selling out to the man.
Say, it's me here. And
yo, what up?
Well, that's what's come down to,
basement
though.
Radio coming at ya.
Wow.
So listen to this.
This is Doug on the G-Funk.
can you please say www real quick?
No.
Come on. No. Break that mold. Come on, my friend.
I'll break my tongue.
That's what it's come down to, though. It really has come down to that. And, I mean, I think about this show every day when I'm wherever, doing whatever thing I'm doing. And
well, what does it mean, though? Because at the same time, we are underground paranormal radio.
Yeah, it's
Ghostly
a paranormal
Talk is,
show.
And this is the equivalent of, in the old days, pirate radio.
Yep.
Except for that was extremely illegal.
Yeah.
But they would do pirate radio, and I admired pirate radio. I can't even tell you how much.
They were getting away with something.
Yeah, they're getting away with something, and they were providing content. They were providing actual content sometimes. A different format. You know, they made mistakes. It was just absolutely phenomenal stuff. We didn't have very much of that go on in the Detroit area, but what little I heard I thought was just phenomenal. And pirate radio was the hip, cool, you know, something to do. It was, you know, because colleges and high schools, there was only, what, Warren, WPHS.
Yeah.
What started to take the flavor off of it, it was regular FM stations, like, broadcasting, saying it was pirate radio, but it wasn't. Did you notice that?
Yeah.
That one show, I forget what it was, but it would come in like it was disturbing the frequency, but was totally
a
program.
And they tried to emulate it because it was hip and cool. And that,
they
just did a marketing thing in the boardroom.
But this
is the pirate radio of the internet age.
Yeah.
And this is extremely important, and this is where it's at. That's all I can say. I can't expound upon it because I don't know that much about it. I just know that this is where it's at. Listening to Ghostly Talk, listening to the archives and burning them to CD for free.
Yeah, for free.
I mean, this, you know, because you can't do that with Art Bell shows.
No.
You can't do that with any Clear Channel show whatsoever. You can't do it with any of those because it's illegal.
It's trademarked, copyrighted, packaged up real nice for you.
Yeah, we had a fellow email us and say, can I use a little bit of your show in my movie?
Go ahead.
And we're like, Yeah, enjoy.
Yeah, have fun.
You know,
send us a copy. If, you know, that's all we ask for. Just,
well, we can
see. We can see what you did with it.
I told him it wasn't mandatory, but if he does, we'll watch it. We'll watch
we'll
the movie
it out, and we'll push it too.
We'll even say, hey, go to the website, buy that movie if it's good.
We'll do that.
Hey, Doug, I wanted to bring something up. Remember how after you guys did the show for the remote viewing project for the Open?
On Thursday.
We were talking about the Queen Mary.
Mm-hmm.
And you brought something up about a photograph.
Do you know, I've been searching for this. Have you found it?
No.
Okay, you guys. Let's put the power of Ghostly Talk to work. There is a photograph. Mm. It existed on the internet at some time. All I can do is tell you the background story that I remember from seeing it because I did not bookmark it. I've reformatted my computer about 87 times since then, so there's no hope whatsoever of me ever finding it again. So if anybody runs across this photograph, I want the URL, and I will even email you back and say thank you if you email it to me, okay? I mean, within seconds
of
me
seeing
it.
You'll get a shirt coming soon.
Yes, coming soon. I will send you the shirt off my back because I want this link so bad I can't even see straight. There was a photo on the internet, and it was of a wedding reception held on the Queen Mary. And it was, the cool thing is, it looked like any other photo. It wasn't like there was orbs or a vortex. I mean, there are photos on the internet of orbs and vortexes and stuff on the Queen Mary because it's supposedly notoriously haunted.
The ones I've seen had a lot of orbs.
Right, so that's the normal thing that you see. But this was an otherwise normal-looking photograph. The only thing is, it was a scene with the table where people had, you know, eaten at, and I don't remember if the table was cleared yet or not, or in the state of being cleared, but you could tell that it was, like, one that they had eaten at.
And it's important to bring up that there's only seating for, like, 35 people.
Yeah, it's not that big of a place.
It's a very small seating.
And they had this reception, this wedding reception at the time of Queen Mary. There's this photo, and there's people in the photo. Everybody at the reception knew everybody else. I mean, it's just the way it works, yeah.
Small reception.
However, there was somebody still seated at this table that nobody at the reception knew. And, of course, they were going through their photographs after the event, and they're going through their photographs, and they're like, well, there's Aunt Kay, and there's Cousin Hortense, and, you know, and they're going through all these people, and they're like, who's that sitting there? Who brought him? It's a guy sitting there. Who brought him? Who is he? I don't know him. You know, well, did he pay us? Did he send a card? Did he sign the guest book? You know, it's a mystery person. Nobody, they handed the photograph around. They took it around to everybody who was at the thing and said, who is this guy? And absolutely nobody knew him.
Now, from the photo that you've seen, what kind of a attire did he have on? Was he in a suit, or did it look like it was like
black
dated
suit.
Back?
It was a black suit. It was older. Yeah, it was probably, we're talking 70s, but he was wearing more, you know, a normal suit that's been like through the ages, you know.
Yeah.
But it's dark. It's either, you know, extremely dark blue or black, and he's got dark hair. That I remember. Something went ding. Oh, that's probably we're probably off the internet, right? And, like, that's never happened before. So anyway, he's just sitting there as if he was finishing eating. But nobody brought him, and he was not there. I mean, he was not at the reception, according to everybody in the photo, according to everybody who was at the reception. There was no guy there.
So basically, it was just like,
we're looking for a photo from the Queen Mary.
Yes.
It's a mystery guest of a wedding reception on the Queen Mary.
Mm-hmm. And they're thinking that it might be
a ghost.
A ghost.
Yeah, they're thinking that there really was nobody there, but they captured an image of a ghost.
And that's pretty good because most pictures that you see of ghosts are just like see-through and kind of, you can kind of make out an image, but for one to appear that, one of the guests.
Well, the one ghost that I had seen, because I've only seen one ghost. So I'm an amateur ghost hunter, an amateur broadcaster, right?
One where you almost made Scott a ghost.
Yeah, the one where I almost killed Scott Elf and myself. Was completely real looking. Just like I could. The reason I braked in the car, you know, I had to stop the car was because I thought I was going to hit this guy, or this guy was going to walk into the car, right, and hurt himself. but it was a real person, but it wasn't, because after I stopped the car, and I mean, I didn't ever take my eyes off of what I needed to be doing. So I saw him in my peripheral vision, looked at him briefly, you know, but not by turning my head, but by, you know, just moving my eyes a little bit, looked at him briefly, stopped the car, and in the process of that, he vanished. Gone. No footprints in the snow, nothing. I mean, there was nobody there.
Could you tell if he was, like, white, black?
He was a white, older gentleman in brown. He was wearing a brown jacket kind of coat, like a spring or fall kind of coat. Not a new coat. It was well-worn. Brown pants. I don't know if they were corduroy or jean material, but they were brown. And that's all I remember.
I wonder how many photos have actually been, like,
taken. He was in his 60s.
Of people-ish. Of spirits that are actually like that, where they're lifelike, or they're like, they look like living men.
Well, the lady in the back seat of that car, does she look...
Rare.
She looks
That's
real.
A rare photo, though.
What photo? I didn't...
Well, there's a photo out there. Oh, boy. I've got to remember the history on this one now.
It's extreme.
It's a very popular photo. Most of you out there listening to the show probably know what this photo is. Gentleman, his mother passed away, I believe, 2 weeks before this happened. I believe 2 weeks before.
Sometime previous to
Yeah.
This.
And this guy bought a new car a couple weeks later. Probably from the inheritance you received from her.
I'm riding shotgun.
Yeah. And this photo has a picture. It's a photo of this gentleman with his new car. Now, this is in England, so he's on the right side of the car, right? He's got his right hand out waving or something, you know, going, look at my new car. And if you look close at the photo in the back seat, there is a lady sitting in the back seat of the car.
Mm-hmm.
This man swears up and down there was no one in the car. And it's a creepy photo,
and
too.
He identifies it as his mother.
It's a creepy photo.
That's my mom in the backseat of my new car.
It's a black and white photo.
It's black and white.
It's an old photo. It's black
Which
and white.
Which is interesting, because do you know what they had to go through to set up the shot in those old photos?
Oh, God,
I mean,
yes.
Photography at that time was not point and shoot.
No, it was prime
crank.
Mortal.
Yeah, crank and...
Crank and pray.
Light the powder, the flash powder.
Yeah, like TNT, hope you don't burn all your hair off. The photo, though, itself, it's a very creepy photo if you've ever looked at a zoom on it, because the face, from what I recollect, this is always been, it's why it's always been one of those photos I don't like to look at too much, because the figure is not black as an African American, it's black, and the eyes are white. It's like almost as a negative image, kind of, with the body. As I don't want to say, well, her eyes were glowing, or anything like that. They could be, but the image itself, it's very easily discerned that it was a female sitting in the back seat. And this gentleman, like I said that there was no one in the car. There was no one in the car with me when they looked at the photo. So that's another very popular photo itself. I mean, who knows? I mean, that's been all over the internet. There's a handful of pictures that have been all over the internet. That particular photo we're talking about concerning the Queen Mary, I know Doug has talked about that countless times before, and if anybody out there does find a URL, am I getting made fun of or something?
No, I am.
No.
Why are you getting made fun of?
Go ahead.
The brown pants.
Yeah, the brown pants. Evidently, pants in the UK are what you wear under your trousers.
Okay, so we're getting made fun of for that?
Yeah, because I use the word pants. Now, here in the United
I'm
States...
I'm sorry, I have my knickers on.
My knickers. In the U.S., pants are your outerwear.
Yeah, and football is totally different, too.
Yeah, football and football are different.
They're just confused.
And let's not get started on cigarettes. Let's not get started on cigarettes.
Fag.
If you want to start throwing, words back and forth, okay.
Throw me a fag.
No, picture this. I want to smoke that fag. That sounds bad.
Worst part is I've heard that before.
Yeah.
Oh, in Chicago?
Yeah. Nice one. You got the greatest memory for the most useless shite I've ever heard. So little Australian for you there, my friend.
I think I'm getting my short-term memory back.
Yeah, just in time. No, but that photo, if you guys are out there, check that out. See if you can find that photo for us. And please send it to Doug, because he's very upset about this. He's sweating as we're speaking right now. He's bit his nails down to the bone. He's a complete wreck.
Nubs.
They're nubs. They're nubs. I mean, there's nothing but skin and blood.
I want to see that photo again. I want to see that photo again really bad.
All right. Let's take another break.
Okay.
We have some stuff that I would like to talk about.
Yeah, there's actually some cool, like, ghostly stuff that we can talk about, and alien stuff.
Yeah.
And
aliens,
so
yes.
We'll
aliens.
Talk about that after this.
Stupid
break.
Alien!
I love
it. For you, alien.
I want an alien boyfriend. If you're an alien out there.
Oh, they're out there.
I want you to email me.
Hello?
You know, I want
to go for a ride in your cool car.
Oh, my God. Just got dingle bells on the inside of it. Yeah.